Hello, and welcome to the 100th edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're proud to have reached the big 100 mark and glad to have you with us. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has awarded grants worth more than $9 million to five companies to support the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. The winners will use the money to put their proposed pilot projects into action. Today, we're talking about Dayon Incorporated. Kathy Tilton is Vice President of Standards and Technology at Dayon and the lead for Dayon's NSTIC pilot program.
Dayon is a relatively small company with a big impact. We've been in the identity business for the last decade or so. We're really mostly known for our very large identity systems, like our national ID and border management type systems. For example, the work we do in India and Mexico on national ID and border management in the U.S. and Australia and other places. But for the NSTIC work, it's another part of our company that's newer and maybe a little lesser known, which is our X Products Group, and that's where we're providing an identity platform, acting as an identity provider using smartphone technologies where we can host multiple authentication methods and do risk-based authentication.
Dayon has been following the NSTIC work since its inception and thought the pilot initiative was a perfect match for the company. They were already looking at how to make online transactions of consequence safer and more trustworthy. The Dayon pilot will demonstrate how users can benefit from an identity ecosystem that enables trusted interactions with multiple parties online that will reduce fraud and boost privacy. It will employ identity solutions that leverage smart mobile devices. Dayon's pilot has four main parts.
The first part is our technology, so we'll be standing up or using an identity provider called TrustX that we've already stood up at the AWS data center, and that technology is, again, based on using your smartphone as a multi-factor authentication platform into traditional applications, web apps, and mobile apps also. So it hosts up to eight different authentication methods, both traditional and biometric methods. And then based on the risk level of the transaction that's requested, then it would invoke some combination of those authentication methods to get to the assurance that is needed for that transaction.
Part two is Dayon's research agenda, which includes research partner Purdue University. They'll be looking at the usability and accessibility, privacy, security, performance, and user acceptance of the solution. For online work, they'll analyze some data collected during operational pilots.
The third area is probably the most interesting to folks, and that's our actual operational pilots. And so we've teamed with some really top-notch relying parties, including AARP, PayPal, AAAE, which is the American Association of Airport Executives, Purdue University's IT department, so different from the research guys, and then a major bank, that each of which will be utilizing this technology in a pilot mode and will be collecting data and getting feedback for that as well. So they'll be using the TrustX IDP with a set of pilot subscribers. And then the fourth part of the pilot is our Trust Framework integration. And so we have this great technology, but so far, our customers have been deploying it internally. And so what I mean by that is they're taking the IdentityX platform and they're putting it in their own data center where they own it and manage it and use it with either their employees or their customers. But NSTIC is about third-party identity providers working within trust frameworks. And so part of what we're going to be doing is extending our TrustX capability to work within several existing FICAM certified trust frameworks such as OpenID, OpenID Connect, so OIX, Kantara, and InCommon. So those are our four main areas that we're going to be piloting.
Dayon's first year grant award is about $1.8 million with an option for a year two. The company will report their progress each quarter to NIST. They'll also report to the NSTIC Identity Ecosystem Steering Group every 6 months.
Our relying parties represent 200 million potential subscribers, adult subscribers in the United States. What we'd love to see happen is for us to be able to be part of jump-starting that identity ecosystem and getting people excited and confident and using it. so that the larger ecosystem that includes other identity providers besides us as well, you know, would grow and be a vital, thriving ecosystem, and people would be able to do those transactions of consequence online, you know, with the confidence to do that. So the challenge now for us is to just, hit the ground running and get ourselves moving forward with our schedule.
Kathy Tilton is the lead for Dayon's NSTIC pilot program and vice president of standards and technology at Dayon. Thank you for joining us on the 100th edition of the Regarding ID podcast.